How does a U.S. ally view the confrontation with Iran? The United States has imposed what it calls maximum pressure on Iran. The U.S. is now suggesting that Iran was behind an attack on its neighbor, Saudi Arabia. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked yesterday about a U.S. response.
There were no Americans killed in this attack, but any time you have an act of war of this nature, there's always risk that that could happen.
America's European allies have their own views. France is still supporting a nuclear deal with Iran after the U.S. withdrew. France is also watching the accusations about that attack on a Saudi oil facility. Philippe Etienne is France's ambassador to the United States. He is in our studios. Ambassador, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And welcome to the United States. We'll note that you've come in just the last few months. Saudis presented bits of weapons and said that they showed that this attack on an oil facility was, I believe the phrase is, sponsored by Iran. What do your experts say about this?
Well, first, we have condemned very strongly this attack last Saturday. It's something very serious. Our president talked with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia 2 days ago, and they decided we would send also our own experts. So we have experts taking part to this international investigation.
And this is vital to France? You want an independent view of this evidence?
Everybody wants, I feel, a global investigation so that our international community will have a common result, a common assessment. And we are doing that. It was decided during this conversation, and we are sending our experts. There will be other experts coming from the UN, and there will be this, and there is now this investigation going on.
As you know very well, Ambassador, there is a group in Yemen, the Houthis, who claimed responsibility. Is that credible at all?
Well, it is one of the elements. There are other indications which are now being presented. And this is the reason why we absolutely need this investigation. And it was agreed with Saudi Arabia. We have expressed not only a condemnation, a strong condemnation of this very serious attack. We have also expressed our solidarity with Saudi Arabia and a commitment to its security and to stability in the region. And now we have decided to take part to this investigation.
How dangerous is the situation, Ambassador?
Well, the situation is really serious, of course. It's an escalation, and it explains also why it is so important to act. And it is also the reason why in Biarritz, at the recent G7 leader in France, this one of the most important topic, and the leaders came to two unanimous conclusions. First, that we must ensure that Iran never will acquire nuclear bomb, and second, we must absolutely foster stability and security in the region.
I'm glad that you mentioned this G7 summit, because it was some time ago. It was well before this attack on Saudi Arabia. It reminds us that this confrontation has been building for some time. We could go back to the moment last year when the United States withdrew from a nuclear deal with Iran and began this maximum pressure campaign. France stayed in the deal. How successful do you think you've been in keeping that deal afloat? You're smiling as I ask that question.
Well, yes, it's a very good question. Indeed, we recognize it. It is not easy, and we see the situation now. But indeed, France did not stay alone in the deal. We stayed with the United Kingdom and with Germany and the EU, but also with Russia and China.
Right.
And of course, with Iran, until Iran started last June to take progressively steps away from implementing this deal. We had this disagreement with the US indeed, but we have a common goal, and even two common goals. I've recalled those goals, which were stressed, mm-hmm. underlined in Biarritz.
You still want to make sure Iran doesn't get a nuclear weapon. You just disagree about how to do that.
And we want, and we see recently how important it is. We want really to secure stability in this very, very, very complicated region, where there is not only Iran and the nuclear deal, which was signed in 2015. There is also Syria and Yemen and a lot of other issues. So what we aimed at, and what we should continue to aim at, is to open at one point a new dialogue and to create the conditions for that. And this new dialogue should be not only on the nuclear aspect, but also on regional security and including ballistic politics.
Is France succeeding in its efforts to continue trading with Iran, even as U.S. sanctions are designed to cut off nearly all that trade?
Well, again, it's not only France, it's the other part of
all the other parties to the deal. Yes,
exactly. So it is one of the things which must be looked at if. And it is very difficult, and we tried, and we continue, of course.
You set up a special financing mechanism for food and medicine.
It's very difficult, but we have to see in a new step, which could be which could lead to opening this new dialogue, how this economic part would look like. For the time being, we have with the other Europeans, indeed, as you said, try to establish this mechanism to have. The possibility to continue trade in the non-sanctioned sectors.
Food and medicine.
Food and medicine, exactly.
Just very briefly, Ambassador, has Iran undermined its own case for staying in the deal because it has been blamed for a number of acts of violence, regardless of who attacks Saudi Arabia?
Well, first, Iran, 1 year after the American decision, started itself to take steps which mean that it started not to implement the deal, and we have always been very clear. It is really essential that Iran goes back to the full compliance with the deal. But on the top of that, we must also open a dialogue on a broader set of issues, which is first the control of nuclear activities after 2025, after the JCPOA, after the nuclear deal, and also ballistic and regional issues.
Ambassador, pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Thanks, Steve.
Philippe Etienne is France's ambassador to the United States here in Washington.